You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio. In for Steve Buhnen, here's Glenn Smith and the quarterback, Sean Salisbury.
Yeah, we're quarterbacking all the way through. We're throwing bang eights, comebacks, digs. Might even mix a bubble screen, which gets you pissed. That bubble screen out of the gun.
Of that booty butt. Okay, let's get the receiver to switch his foot, where his inside foot.
Let's get the stretch of the bubble screen. You love it. I'm Sean Salisbury, Glenn Smith filling in for Steve Buhnen on day one. And we got Adam Sega running to producing it, running it. Mike Pearson in the building. We got people everywhere. It's SB Nation Radio, and we're fortunate now to be joined by a man who knows his college football, and hopefully this will be a regular occurrence. SB Nation college football writer, talks about it on radio and covers it well. Jason Kirk joins us here on SB Nation Radio on day one of the new SB Nation Radio. What's up, my friend? Thanks for joining us, Jason. We appreciate you joining us on Prime Cut.
Hey, thanks for having me. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're starting off right now. How much more crap can go on at A&M? Good gracious. You think they haven't learned yet? And how dangerous is Kevin Sumlin's job if this crap doesn't get turned around?
Well, I think after the subtweet incident and then the women's clinic incident this past weekend, only so many coaching staff members have yet to be suspended this season. So hopefully they have enough when the first game kicks off. That would be good.
Us three, Jason. Us three, me, you, and Stretch may have to go in there and coach them up before the game starts. If this doesn't,
I'll get them coached up. Send someone my resume. I guarantee to you, I'll get the special teams going and the tight ends handled. No problem.
Will they be able to overcome this? Though, is it, I mean, 2 weeks at this time of year. I mean, this is tough times right now for them, isn't it, Jason? A lot of urgency.
Yeah, it plays into sort of a thing that a lot of people have been wondering for a long time about A&M, about how. How serious, how disciplined is the program, the culture, and all that stuff. You know, when the sort of the flagship player is Johnny Manziel, and then for years, you know, you have sort of these whispers that sort of behavior was accommodated for certain star players. This does not help that image. Obviously, those things sort of go away when you win games, but that's sort of hanging over the entire program right now. You don't want to make too much of off-season stuff, but it does reflect poor judgment by at least some members of the coaching staff.
Jason, let me ask you something. It's Glenn Smith. When University of Texas, Charlie Strong. I know that they're, you know, he's got the heat on him down there. When you look at the landscape of college football, does he need to be given another year realistically, or you know what, is UT such a demanding job that it's a win now or really get your team bowl eligible or you're done?
I think you probably have to make a bowl if you're Charlie Strong. I think going 6-6, that should be pretty realistic. And sort of really no matter what he inherited, it's been enough time for him to actually get mostly his players, even though they're still freshmen and sophomores in there. But making a bowl, I don't think that's unrealistic. But beyond that, I think it feels like Texas fans have accepted or come to this naturally that this is not a make-or-break year for Charlie Strong, or shouldn't be. There's obviously a lot of noise that, well, maybe we can go get Tom Herman, but it feels like there's enough of a sense that Charlie Strong is actually building toward something, whether it pays off this year or it's next year, that this doesn't need to be any sort of a hot seat year. Obviously, expectations are high, but it feels like sort of over the past few weeks that the urgency has become a little bit more realistic at Texas.
And you know what's interesting, Jason? Jason Kirk, SB Nation College Football, who covers college football, joining us here on SB Nation Radio, our opening day of SB Nation Radio, and we're all jacked. I'm Sean Salisbury, along with Stretch Glenn Smith. Jason, I mean, you think about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, man, Texas A&M, boom, hitting it on the fly. Manziel got him going. Texas Tech, boy, they were starting to play well. We've seen what TCU's done. Baylor put the program on the map. Look at the University of Houston now with Tom Herman. But in a matter of minutes, it seemed, and it wasn't minutes, but Baylor's in trouble. Charlie Strong's under pressure. Kevin Sumlin's got to win. I mean, we could honestly be looking in truth if the old guard at Texas doesn't give Charlie the chance that he deserves, if the Baylor situation's a one and done for Jim Grobe, And if the Texas A&M Aggies don't do something special this year, we could be looking at three Texas programs all looking for one head coach, and one head coach might be residing right here in the backyard of Houston where SB Nation Radio is, and Tom Herman.
Yeah, you could have four. I mean, if the next month or so plays out a certain way, you could have four Big 12 teams competing for one head coach. Well, technically, and I'm obviously no longer in the Big 12, but, you know, you could have a large portion of one conference all competing for one head coach, and that's a nice place to be in if you're him or his agent. Obviously, if Texas or A&M, you know, come calling, it's very hard to see Houston hanging on to Tom Herman if they're not in the Big 12 at the time, or obviously on course to be. But, yeah, Houston's in a good spot, for now at least, and Tom Herman is certainly in an excellent spot.
Baker Mayfield, tell me, and I know he petitioned the NCAA. Has he been given a final ruling, or is this his last year at Oklahoma?
It went back and forth. The conference voted to basically that this would be his last year, and then there was a revote just a few days later that this won't be his last year. So, yeah, it seemed like there was a little premature celebration by the rest of the conference. You know, that Baker Mayfield would be gone. But nope, Phil. The rest of the conference is stuck with him for a little bit longer.
Jason Kirk, SB Nation, covers college football, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Who's the best team in America on paper right now?
Well, the obvious answer is an easy one, and it's a boring one. It's got to be Alabama.
Even with another new quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've heard that enough that, you know, it feels like every year it's, oh, but they got a new quarterback, and it never matters. You know, the quarterback, if you look down the depth chart, if Cooper Bateman doesn't work out, then maybe it's this five-star. Maybe it's that five-star. Maybe it's this four-star. Maybe it's this other four-star who was their practice squad guy to impersonate Deshaun Watson before the title game. You know, there's so many options that, sure, it'll work out. The schedule's tough. The schedule's always tough. I'm not personally picking them to win the national championship just for the sake of creativity, and it feels boring to just pick Bama every year, but honestly, if the safest bet to win you a game against any other team, it's just got to be Alabama. Clemson probably has the best quarterback, might have the best offense. Michigan probably has the easiest schedule of any of these top-tier teams. I think LSU's loaded, but I don't think we've reached the point yet where it's safe to pick anybody other than Bama for that best team title.
I guess that doesn't bode well for my Trojans to open up, does it now?
Let me ask you this, Jason. When does Les Miles get a little bit of a reprieve? I know they're on him down there. I don't know if it's deserved to be on him or not, but you know, Les Miles done a great job recruiting, and when you look at overall wins, I mean, he's done a hell of a job at LSU. How do you see this year playing out for him?
Well, the reprieve won't come if he wins any fewer than 10 games this year, other than he will not be facing LSU pressures at LSU anymore because he won't be employed there. I mean, the expectations are sky high this year, and I believe they should be if you look at everything they bring back. I mean, if you go 8-4 and Leonard Fournette's likely last year, and you lose a ton of talent on offense and all this stuff, that's hard to come back from that one.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, yes, he's done an incredible job at that program. He's basically met Nick Saban's previous LSU standard, which that alone sounds impossible to do. He hasn't quite met what Nick Saban has done at Alabama, but nobody except Urban Meyer can really even claim to have done a part of that. Yeah. So, I mean, if he's a top five head coach in the country, I don't think you cut that guy loose in a hurry. But
done a great job. We got to go. We got the heart out, Jason. Great stuff. The one thing that'll help, how about taking the reins off the quarterback? You don't just have to give it to Leonard Fournette. Develop a quarterback. Jason Kirk, great stuff, SB Nation. We can't thank you enough, and obviously we'll do this more. We appreciate the great information you brought to us on opening day of SB Nation Radio, buddy.
All right, thanks, y'all.
No problem. It's Jason Kirk. We will finish this up with a few laughs and a few more sports talks. It's SB Nation Radio.